it's Mr. Carrington. I can't remember his name. That would have worked so much better.
David.
Go, go, Gadget. Alex notes. Hello and welcome to the D20 Future Show. I am, as always, your host and your GM, Richard. And, though many had lost hope, we are finally returning to normal programming with our everyday hero's adventure, The Carrington Disappearance. I'll recap the story so far as best I can, but you can always catch previous episodes on our podcast feed, while the hosting lasts. This adventure is part of our partnership with Evil Genius Games, originally based on their Kickstarter for Everyday Heroes. But it's out now. You can buy it in your friendly local game store or available on online retailers as well, I guess, including Evil Genius's own online shop. Do check it out. It's quite a tome, though. Be warned, may result in GM grunting. As well as podcasting our Everyday Heroes adventure, we'll be playing at tabletop role-playing games live on our Twitch stream, the D20 Future Show live at twitch.tv/D20Future Show at 18:30 UK time every other Tuesday and as a VOD afterwards. We'd love to have you come and join our delightful chat. Our heroes, agile hero Philip Romano, smart hero Dr. Gethin Roberts, charismatic hero James Jones, and wise, if troubled hero Lance Blakely, are known as the Cheese Squad. They are part of the UK's National Crime Agency's Paranormal Investigation Squad. The Cheese Squad have been sent by their commander, Victoria Mistyleaf, to investigate the disappearance of a couple, the Carringtons, in a small northeast town called Nether Walsdale. During their first night in the town, the Cheese Squad stayed at a B&B. That night, unearthly beings appeared in their rooms and attacked our heroes before vanishing into thin air. The Cheese Squad have found evidence that the Carringtons may have been attacked by the same unearthly beings in the same B&B, and so reports that they were seen driving their car north the day after their stay in Nether Walsdale seem suspicious. And with that super quick summary of the story so far, it's time for me to say, previously on the D20 Future Show.
I'm playing Dr. Gethin Roberts, a forensic pathologist smart hero, and I'm looking for answers from the great beyond.
And Adam?
Yes, I'm playing Philip Romano. He's a former police officer. He got kicked off the force for bundling an investigation into some drug. I don't know, drug stuff. So yeah, he joined the squad.
Hey, I'm George. I play Lance Blakely. He is a ex-detective who was relegated to the paranormal squad after losing his mind, essentially, after his daughter went missing in a case that he was unable to solve and is now somewhat a functioning alcoholic.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm playing James Jones, a charismatic leader who is rocketing his way up the police force before being politically outmaneuvered and thrown sideways and downwards into the paranormal investigation squad.
We're on a mission.
You make your way. It takes you a little while to find the police station, but it's...
I'm a liability.
Wow.
That's not the exhaustion either.
Hi, we've been assigned to a case in the area, and we're just looking to pick up any notes that you might have based on the Carrington disappearance.
He shuts the door and disappears for a bit. And comes back,
just leaving us outside.
I didn't do much investigation, but that's what I got.
Was the hotel owner the last person in the timeline that you is that the last place that they were seen within the town?
Last person seen them other than the car, but the car was seen driving up the street in the morning after they left.
Okay.
They stayed in the hotel overnight. They went to the pub, as I said. They went in the car. And they drove north up that road, and then we didn't see them again. So that's what's in the timeline.
We encountered some form of creature that was definitely nothing that I've ever come across on Earth before.
Describe it quickly and accurately.
If I'm not driving at this point, I'll find the drawing, take a photograph on the phone, and send it to her.
So you believe this creature is the creature from the Carrington photograph?
So went to the local police station to try and find out what leads they'd
dagger.
And
they appear to have barely investigated. So we are currently following the car trail. Myself and Philip, whilst the other two are canvassing the town of Nether Wallsdale to try and get some more information.
But one piece of advice. Don't tell anyone else. The Paranormal Investigation Squad will keep its paranormal findings within the squad.
And you also see a small red hatchback. Just, it looks as if someone has driven it down the hill and parked it in this valley.
Does it look, it doesn't look like it's crashed. It looks like it's been sort of actually just parked carefully. It's a 7. It was almost a 15, but it's a 7.
Yeah, it looks red.
I nudge Philip and say, see any movement up there?
Three men dart out from behind the walls and, using their special ability, Nervous Shot, take a pot shot at you.
I am hurt.
Yeah. Firearms are still deadly in this game. So we're going to roll for initiative.
I have advantage on initiative.
You should roll two dice and take the best of the two results, just like the 5e engine allows you to do.
I just like to say it because I get it every time. I have advantage.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Did anybody beat 19?
Not quite. Oh. 17.
Two.
Okay.
Do you have a negative on your initiative as of the...
Nope. I have a positive on my initiative. A positive one.
So you rolled a nat one. Okay.
He rolled a natural one.
Okay. Which is the best time to roll a natural one in initiative. Because
yeah.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, but I am incredibly sluggish because of the...
You took a shot.
That I've just been shot.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
And lost most of my health points.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Okay. That seems fine. They each shoot at you again, because the thugs go first, but both miss. I say each. Two of them do that. One of them uses the... here's the excellent rule. Suppressive fire to try and pin you down.
Oh, that's cool.
So the way suppressive fire works, this is obviously an everyday hero's rule, not over the 5e engine. Suppressive fire is when a combatant sprays an area with bullets, endangering everyone in that field of fire. This is done to allow teammates a chance to move or act in the open without being shot by the enemy, or simply to threaten a large group of opponents with gunfire. The combatant performs suppressive fire. They designate a target area within the weapon's normal range, so within 100 feet, you are within 100 feet. Target area is a line or series of adjacent spaces up to the size of the allowed target area. So that's 10 feet wide. Combatant performs suppressive. So he just empties the magazine of his gun as he kind of just stands up blatting away to allow his teammates to duck down. And he empties his entire thing. So what now happens is that you guys take damage unless you use your reactions.
What reactions do we have to take?
So I believe you have the reaction dive for cover.
Dive for cover sounds a good reaction to take.
Anyone in the field of fire who is not behind total cover will be hit. Combatants in the field of fire can use dive for cover reaction to avoid the damage, but must decide to do so before the damage is rolled. So you could use your reaction now to dive for cover if you wish.
Because this is a new turn, I have a new reaction,
yeah,
don't I?
Correct.
Just double checking that, because I've literally just used a reaction.
You have, yes. No, this is a new turn.
Yes, I am going to dive for cover.
Okay, so Philip,
yeah.
I take it you're going to dive for the rocky just promontory.
Dive in opposite directions, so we're more than 10 feet apart.
Okay, yeah, cool. So that puts, well, it depends. James, are you also diving for the rocky promontory, or are you diving the other way? For soft cover, which will not give you total cover.
Oh, fair enough.
Is there only total cover in one direction?
Correct.
In that case, I'm diving for the same cover.
Fair enough.
Okay, there you go. You both, unless, Philip, you see James diving one way, you want to dive the other way into soft cover?
I'll dive the other way, why not? Treat myself.
Okay. James, you are now behind a rocky promontory where you can take full cover, where you can't be shot at, or you can take half cover, where you can shoot and be shot at. Philip, you're in soft cover. That option is not available to you. You can't completely hide. Let me find the cover rule so I can make sure I get it right. You can be, so total cover, you can't be targeted by a direct attack, although sub-weapons can affect you. Three-quarters cover gives you a defense of 20. You can adopt that, or you can go to half cover, giving you a defense of 16, which is available to you in the bush. So, that is the thug's turn. JJ. Sorry. Philip. I thought I was being really clever, and then I was stupid. Mm. Not the first time. Probably not the last.
Hypothetically, if I were to go prone, would that increase my...
Going prone? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that... So going prone...
Just hypothetically for now.
...makes attacks on you, ranged attacks on you, at disadvantage.
That's okay. That works. Right, so I'm just going to try and get as low to the ground as I can.
Yep.
But then I'm going to try and communicate with these... I can't do a stealth... Like, try and hide and then speak in the same turn, can I?
No, they have seen you go into this cover. So, they've seen you dive for cover.
You can't hide in this instance.
No. You need total cover.
You're getting shot at. Shoot back. Okay, fair
enough. No, well, no.
That's not... Doing the sensible thing is not Philip's jam.
No, it's not. It was supposed to be, but then he's reverted to Adam's usual character of just doing whatever he wants, maximum chaos. So what he's going to try and do... Is he's going to try and... How am I going to word that work that exactly? I wish I could have a thingy in persuasion.
We don't want a TPK. Deception. We don't want a TPK. I don't want to have to...
It can only be an HPK.
That's true. HPK is fine.
I mean, you're H, but yes.
That's okay. So basically, what I want to try and talk them down.
Okay.
Is my plan. But
it's a bold strategy.
I get advantage on charisma with criminals.
Sure. You could argue that having shot at these people, they are criminals.
I think that's very reasonable to assume that. Bear in mind, I've already got two dice in my hand.
How presumptuous. There. Okay.
But I don't think I can work it out. I wanted to do it as a deception because I've got a better stat, but I think it's going to be... Guys, we mean you no harm. Put your weapons down. Let's talk.
Okay. Roll me a persuasion check.
That's a persuasion, isn't it? That's not a deception, is it?
Yeah.
It could be a deception. I could be lying.
It depends. It depends how much harm you mean me.
No, that's probably a genuine.
Natural 20. Okay. Yep, I see. We all can't see it. It's gone fuzzy now. It's a natural 20.
Yes.
You've got a natural 20 on your persuasion roll, you jerk.
I did. I rolled a 13 on the other one, which would have cost 2, so 15.
Okay. JJ, it's your turn.
Oh, yeah, we'll find out. Don't ruin it. I rolled a nat 20.
Ruin it.
Even you're convinced that we don't mean them harm. It's even convinced you. We don't want to shoot these guys, do we?
As your hand goes to your pistol, you're like...
Maybe not.
We don't mean them any harm and put them away. Go for it, James. What are you doing?
I've really ruined his plan now. He was just going to shoot at them.
You've stumped
him. No, I'm very down with this tactic, given my health at this moment in time.
But were you down with this tactic before I did it?
Were you just going to shoot at them anyway? Where I go from here with this tactic.
Does it help if he like doubles down? Would that help in any way?
Can it improve on a natural 20?
I'm just thinking, could it...
Hard to say.
Could it, like, just sort of reaffirm it? To stop you ruining it for me?
I'll find a way of ruining it for you. Don't worry, Adam.
I know you will.
Don't worry.
I know you will.
James, what are you doing? You've got six seconds.
We've spent about 30 of them.
It's taken quite a long time.
I think I'd be a little bit shocked at the fact that Philip's taking the sensible option.
Well, to be fair, every time you've met Philip before, he has been sensible. It's just on this trip, he's suddenly become a bit of a kid. And you don't know what that's about. Because Adam suddenly took control. And that's what happens when Adam takes control of a character.
I'm going to...
So you could just ready in action.
Three-quarter cover and ready in action.
And that action is...
With my gun drawn,
but ready to not shoot, I assume.
If they attack,
yep,
I want to shoot.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But I'm not going to antagonize them at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and that's reasonable.
I'm willing to see how this plays out.
Well, can you do medicine checks on yourself? Is that
no?
No, I didn't think.
First aid happens during a short rest.
I didn't think so.
Yeah,
cool. Never mind then, yeah.
What do you want?
We just want to talk.
We don't want to talk.
Why are you here?
You want to
why are you attacking us?
Yeah.
Because you're here. It's none of your business. Leave, stranger.
We're here just... sorry. This is Adam now, Fumfrey. I'm not usually in this position.
Philip Romano is delivering it cool and collected. Don't worry,
Adam
different.
We're just here. We're just looking for some information on a missing family. That's all.
You definitely want to know. You definitely want to get involved in this. Leave now while you still can.
I want to help you boys. Put your weapons down and let's talk.
No.
I've rolled a 20.
Yeah, that's why they're not currently shooting at you, Adam.
That's fair enough. Can we help you boys? Are you in danger?
No. But you are.
Then why?
You should leave now.
We want to help.
Why are we in danger?
Why are we in danger, but you're not?
There are forces you definitely understand. You should not get involved.
Help us to understand.
Otherworldly forces.
I can't say any more. Leave now, or we'll have to kill you.
We know we can't do that, boys. Let us help you.
Ah, well. The three of them open fire again.
I feel like that's very unreasonable of you there. It's exactly like we did that very well, and you're just being very mean.
Hey, they stopped shooting, they allowed you to discuss it, but it's your pitch of, why don't you put your guns down and we'll sort this all out.
I don't think that's remotely unreasonable. None of us have shot... We've not done anything aggressive towards these guys. We've just rocked up.
So, attacks against you, Adam, are at disadvantage, aren't they?
Yes. Plus I've got good defence, apparently, because I'm...
Plus
I'm
your defence is 16. Yeah. So, those two miss.
Awesome.
That attack also misses. So, they all miss you.
Awesome.
I take my reaction.
You take your reaction, which is to attack. Yep.
To attack.
Do you want to attack Thug 1, 2, or 3?
Ooh.
Well, since none of them have been attacked yet, I'll go with 1.
Correct.
Number 1. Ooh, right. Interesting call. I would have gone 3.
Okay.
And that is a absolutely wonderful nat 1. Again. Oh,
you miss.
I have sucked at rolling this time round.
No, we do not do critical miss things, but they are, of course, all behind this the walls of this hill fort, so they aren't easy to hit the best of times.
What are the walls made of? Just stone?
Stone
walls.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I was going to say, wood would have rotted away a long time ago.
Philip, it's your turn. Having failed to persuade them to put their guns down and change their ways...
I'm going
to
double down. I'm going to go again.
Okay.
Guys, we're here to help. Stop shooting at us. Let us help. Please. Persuasion, that kind of word.
Yeah.
One of them was a 1.
Right.
One of them was a 2.
Okay.
And I get a plus 2, so 4. There you go.
You don't feel like you were very persuasive.
No, I feel like that one was a bit less like, please help.
James.
Yeah, just kill him.
I'm going to take a hopefully better shot.
Couldn't get much worse.
That is a better shot. I'm not sure it's enough, though, if they're behind full cover.
So, thug number 1 is behind a lot of cover. Thug numbers 2 and 3 are behind half cover.
I'm going to go for one of the ones behind half cover.
Okay, 2 or 3.
Yeah, I'll go with 2 then. And that is a 17 to hit. That's going to hit behind half cover, isn't it?
17 to hit, it is. Yes, indeed. Roll for damage.
So that is... which is 7 points of damage.
So number 2, bonus action or movement, or are you happy where you are doing what you're doing?
Can I move back into full cover?
You can, yes.
Without provoking any attacks of opportunity or anything?
Correct, yeah. No, you can move back so you can't be attacked, but you won't be able to attack unless you move next turn. So what you can't do is move out, shoot, and then move back, meaning you can attack but never be attacked. Because...
Okay. In that case, no, I'm just going to stick with 3/4 cover.
Okay, that's cool. All right. Thug number 1 and thug number... thug number 1 is going to shoot at Philip Romano, mm-hmm. who is still lying prone. Mean that natural 20 is wasted.
Ha ha ha.
Because your armor is 16. However, the other two guys are going to shoot at JJ. That's a 5, which is a miss, and that's cock die. That is a hit.
Oh dear.
What is it?
It's like 20, more than 20, which is what your current armor score is.
In that case, I am down.
Oh, fair enough.
It doesn't matter what it is, because I've only got 1 HP.
All right, here is where we now get into the armor value rules. So, death saves and stuff work a little bit differently. What you do is you compare an armor value. So your the armor, in this case, the massive piece of rock you're behind, may save your hide.
Mm.
So that is what I'm going to look up now. I've got your armor value.
You've also got a vest on, haven't you?
Which is
I've also got a medium ballistic vest on. So that's...
Okay, if that's got a bigger score, then that's fine.
But... just a rock, a big old rock.
We'll see.
So the armor value is 5.
Of a big old rock.
That's what it is.
Armor value of the rock is higher.
The big old rock.
Big old
the armor value
rock.
Of the vest is 3.
I thought it might be. People have often thought that basalt was more protective than Kevlar.
Yeah.
Remembering that.
It's basalt. That's important for future. Someone should write that down.
I'm now going to find the rules.
Yeah, I will write that down. Basalt.
Where's Alid when you need him?
This rock is basalt.
Sounds like basalt.
James, we're
talking about basalt armor.
It does sound like bath salts.
I mean, Richard's just making us hide behind bath salt walls. I mean,
Smells nice. Let's hope it doesn't rain, though.
Yeah, if it rains, it's going to get real fizzy.
I mean, it's North England. It probably has rained in the last 20 minutes, 2 or 3 times.
Does that mean it's fizzy and they get a disadvantage?
Yeah, it's like all melted away, so you're like, you're in a big puddle. It smells really weird. It's like
guys.
I'm imagining
guys,
it's all like
guys,
different.
Guys.
Different like layers of the rock are different, not flavours, I don't know what the right word is. Flavours of basalt. So it's like just a hodgepodge.
Okay.
Just not, it's like a basalt.
Okay, Adam,
I'm running with
Adam,
a joke.
Adam,
we made a joke.
Shush now. Yeah, I know, but shush now. You've padded enough time for me to find the rule. Compare the armor value to the attacker's penetration value.
Ooh.
So the penetration value of the attacker is based on the pistol he's got, which is, here we go, 2. It says, if the penetration value is higher than the armor, doesn't help you, but it is higher because it's made out of bath salts. If the armor value is equal, the armor helps, go to step 2. So make a DC 20 armor saving throw. Roll a D20, add your armor's save bonus and your proficiency bonus. If you're proficient with the armor, you're not proficient with rock. So you make a DC 20.
Damn. I am proficient with my ballistic vest, though.
Okay, is the sum of the ballistic vest and your proficiency higher than 5?
It makes no difference. It is 5.
then roll the dice. You're gonna
just dice then. Just roll a D20.
DC 20, add 5.
DM's favorite.
You're looking. Roll a d20, add 5, you're looking for a DC of 20.
I don't think my 2 is going to be enough no matter what the armor was.
It's not. Okay. So what happens now is that you take all the damage. So you're dying. But I'm glad we went through all of that, because that could have saved your life.
Mm.
It didn't.
Didn't
but
you
it could
doing
have
that
done.
On every attack, or is that only on like the final attack?
Only on the one that drops you to 0. So what it might mean is you might not drop to 0. But in this instance, he did.
Yeah.
So we're back to the death and dying rules.
We're back to the death and dying rules, and it's Philip Romano's turn. You've just seen your teammate go down.
He's not doing suppressing fire anymore, is he? So I can move safely.
You can move safely because they've had their turn.
I took the tumbling feat, which means you don't need to spend any movement to stand from prone. That's why I went prone, because I knew I could instantly just whoop, like Mario. Whoop!
Okay.
Mario!
Like Mario.
So, whoop! So I instantly
pop
up.
It's me, Philip Romano. I'm a problematic stereotype.
And I move over, get myself into full... I'm assuming you're in full cover now, because you're kind of fallen properly behind the rock. So get into full cover behind the rock, and try and stop death. How do I do that?
You're going to sort of dive across and then attempt to treat injury?
Not today. That's a Game of Thrones reference.
Okay. Not today. Okay, so you're going to make a medicine check.
Medicine check, fair enough. If I kill you... Sorry. 15. Yeah, 15.
Yeah, it's a DC 10 wisdom check.
Awesome.
You stabilise him. He's not going to die.
You're welcome.
At least,
you're welcome.
Not of his current wounds.
But is he still unconscious, though? He's still useless.
He is on okay, 0
okay.
hit points, so he's still unconscious.
But I'm in full cover, so they can't shoot me.
But in 1d4 hours, in 3 okay. hours, he'll recover to 1 hit point. There you go.
Yay.
At this point, having seen the two of you disappear behind the rock, you hear an explosion. The red car that was the red hatchback that was in the middle of the field explodes.
A good thing we weren't there. I'll give you that, I say to the unconscious body at my feet. Good thing we weren't over there. Very wise.
You then hear a kind of a rev of an engine, and up the hill speeds a blue car.
It's a different colour.
It leaps onto the road. There is a squeal of wheels, and it takes off south.
Is it possible for me to quickly get the reg number?
Roll me a perception check.
No.
No.
I'm assuming a 5 wouldn't have worked.
Correct. Yeah. A 5 is not enough to read the reg number of a car that's moving fast.
Cool.
So now you have a choice. You could choose to pursue, and we could use the lovely chase rules that appear in Everyday Heroes. Or you could not.
And the fact that he... I'm going to remind Philip Romano of his police training.
Well... You didn't. Well, to be fair, you did need to remind me about that because I had forgotten about that. But before you got, before you got busy dying,
Adam, I really enjoyed the. Yes, you did need to remind me of that. I had forgotten.
I was like, you didn't, but you did. But you did. I was like, where do I start? But my plan was, even though I know it would have annoyed you because you would have gone, oh shoot at them. I was going to try and decept them. There you go. There's words. Deceive them by pretending to be like. I need assistance. There's like 50 shooters here. I need like trying, but I mean, I didn't need to do that. I was going fully on the.
Who are you planning to deceive?
Them by making them like convince them that there was going to be like 50 police officers that were going to surround them. That was the plan.
Okay.
But evidently, James decided to die. So never mind.
He has not decided to die. He's just fallen unconscious with loss
decided
of blood.
Decided to die.
It's happened to, I mean, literally none of us, I'm assuming. Yeah. But
am I able to get James
to... someone in
to...
the party last session.
It did. It happened to...
Was that will probably happen next session.
It was Alad, wasn't it? Because he was, like, having a stress in his room. Is it possible to... I don't want to leave James just, like, in the woods.
I mean, if you want to carry your teammate to the car, that feels like a thing you could do.
Is that going to cause problems with chasing? Because I'd...
No.
Okay, then I'll do that, because I don't want to leave... I think that's fair, to not leave James in the woods. He's okay, he's not going to die, but I don't want to leave him, like... You know, could be bears, I don't know. Are there bears in Northern England? Wolves.
No.
Lions. Mountain lions.
You live in Northern England, Adam.
I've never seen a bear before, but that doesn't mean anything. Seen them on television. Seen them in a zoo.
Are there bears in Northern England? Adam.
I don't want to leave James to die in the woods, is my point. And I think that's fair enough, so leave me alone.
You're not in the
Are
woods.
We not? I thought we were like... In
we're on a hill fort.
I've been abundantly clear.
No, we weren't in the hill fort. We were outside the hill fort. I thought there were woods.
Correct, you were outside the hill fort in a valley.
I thought there were trees.
No.
I thought there were trees. I was in a bush. I thought there was trees. Shut up.
However, I would drive James to the car. Not leaving me.
No, you know what? Forget it. James is going to die in the woods. I'm going to go chase some crims.
Are you not? You're not going to take your teammate with you? Okay, that's good. Who Blue, by the way, who is roughly from this area, this part of the world, this admittedly fictional part of Northern England. Who Blue is real. She's not fictional. What are you saying, Richard? Why do you keep saying it? She confirms there are no bears in the northeast of England.
That she's aware of. That is all I'm saying. If you not seen bears, you know, well, polar bears in Northern England.
How would that work?
It's a magical world.
I mean, they'd cover their noses, wouldn't they? That's what they do.
It's a magical world.
They'd cover their nose.
You've had aliens coming through portals. I don't think you can say a damn thing right now.
You say aliens.
Well, whatever they are.
I didn't say
portals
aliens.
Was the point. There's portals, and that's a thing. I dragged James's body, and I just chuck him in the boot because I'm annoyed. I've been arguing with his unconscious body for the last 5 minutes.
You put him in the boot?
No, I put him on the back seat. I strap him into the back seat somehow so he's, like, secure.
Okay, right.
I've just been arguing with his unconscious body is the point.
What we've scaled from
Leave him
is
dead in the woods.
You've put him in danger to you've put him in danger to you've strapped him in. Okay, the back seat is a weird choice, but all right.
You know, you lie him down. I don't know if that's safe. I don't know.
Okay, which one are you doing? Are you lying
Whatever's
him down?
Safe for
or are you
James,
strapping
because
him
that's
in?
The right thing to do.
Okay, you're going to sit him up and
just like, tie him down.
Plug him in. tie him down.
And then I'm going to chase some crims.
Okay, you're going to chase some crims. So,
Do we have one of the big, like, stop chasing, this is the police, stop. Can I do charisma checks while I'm driving?
No,
my question.
You do not have, like, it's a...
I want to keep doing my charisma
it's
checks.
A plain car, okay, so you'll have to pull level
just,
to them and
scream
shout
out the window, stop!
I believe, actually, yes. I had a undercover police cruiser, so it would have a siren if we...
There you go.
Is a police siren.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's got a siren. What it doesn't have is the public address system built some police cars.
I will stick my head out of the window and shout.
Okay. That's going to be tricky as you drive. But here we go. So chases are structured very much like combat. So they happen in rounds. The action happens in a series of rounds in which everybody acts at once, just like combat.
You may also want to call for backup.
Out of the window, yes.
Said the unconscious man. Help! So everyone gets a turn. Each turn, participants take an action, a bonus action, and a free action. There's no surprise round. Everyone's moving all the time.
This is why I shouldn't be left unsupervised.
Yeah, I know. It's a scary thought for everybody. Each round, there's a complication. In this case, it's just going to be there's going to be a turn in the road that needs navigating for each of you.
Cool.
And the chase will either end when you reach a destination or when you catch them and somehow do something. We'll find out what's going on.
I just misread my character sheet and I thought that driving was a charisma check.
Driving is not a charisma check. It's not like, hey, and the car goes, that's not it.
It's a... What's the one out of, like, the talking... Is it Val? Is it called the talking car? Out of... Is it RoboCop or something?
Are you talking about Kit from Knight Rider?
Kit? Yes.
Because
I was a million miles...
You're
right,
so wrong.
You got to what I was going for. So, again, you can keep it to yourself.
I got it from talking car. None
talking
of the other words. All they did was...
Talking car and RoboCop.
Was make me less keen to... Like, the name and the RoboCop made me less keen to say Kit from Knight Rider.
I called it Valor, though, didn't
I? You did. Only my lack of faith in you, Adam, made me say Kit from Knight Rider.
We got there in the end.
Okay.
Bring the team.
So, during the chase, you're going to score points.
Oh.
Escape points and capture points. The beginning... Each have got a zero. If the players are trying to escape, they'll want to increase their escape points. So the thugs, they're in a car, they'll want to increase their escape points.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm going to write CP for capture points and EP for escape points.
By the way, while you're drawing, I drew a dragon last week. I think it's actually quite good.
What?
I think that's quite good.
Okay, sorry, I was really confused by, while you were doing that, I was doing this last week.
No, this was last week. This was after last week. I think that's pretty
classic
good.
Classic D20 Future Show. Guys, classic content. Richard, edit that out. Okay.
Richard, keep it all in. The viewers need to know.
There is a round limit, that is how long we've got before you reach wherever these guys are driving to. That's...
Why am I unconscious right now?
Yes.
I even had an ability that I could have used to stop myself from going down that I forgot about.
Oh, that's your fault then. This is anything that happens from now on is 100%
Alex's
fault.
That's what happens when you
because
don't read your character sheet.
Well, no, it's even worse than that. It's a ability that I literally picked up today at the beginning of the session.
You decided it about an hour ago.
Told you to level up last time.
Yeah. Forgot about it already. Wonderful.
So the chase DC, which is the difficulty of these roads, is going to be a 10. It's a relatively straightforward road.
Okay.
Every round, I announce the complication.
Yep.
So it's because it's a driving chase, it's always going to be a driving check. So that's nice and simple.
Yep. That's fine, yep.
So there's going to be... The challenge is just going to be the bend, so you're going to compete against the other car to see if you can close with these bends. There may also be hazards. They will need... they will ramp up the DC.
Ooh.
So there's always a complication. I announce hazards as they happen. So you're gonna make a saving throw of the appropriate sort.
Okay, just a quick question. So I have, again, on my character, I have a black dot on the save in charisma. What does that mean?
That means you add your proficiency bonus when you make a charisma-based save.
So normally with charisma checks I do plus two, but that I do plus four. Because my
if you're doing a save, you do plus four. Awesome. Correct.
Cool. No, that's charisma though. That's not going to be charisma. That's going to be a charisma save, is it? It's plus four anyway, because my dex is plus four. It's fine.
So these guys have taken off, giving them, let's say, two escape points. Because they, yeah, they're ahead of you.
That's not fair.
That's what it is. I'm going to have a look and see what these guys... Driving is a, I'm going to assume it's a dex skill.
This is a dex.
Okay. Nope. Stop opening the same window repeatedly, hoping it's got the information you want. It's here. Cool. Okay. So, no challenge at this time. So just make a roll.
12.
So you have beat the DC, as has... So if you succeed by 10 or more, you have not. So these guys are going to add 1 point. You're... Going to add a point?
Yep.
Will Philip get enough pursuit points before the thugs get enough escape points? Is James Jones buckled in properly? And where are the thugs going? Find out the answer to these questions and more on the next episode of The D20 Future Show Plays Everyday Heroes, The Carrington Disappearance. Catch you next time. I don't understand Twitch, but I'm hoping at some point it'll give us some money. That's why we did this fierce capitalism and unrelenting hustle is why we do what we do. Because, you know, you've got to have that Sigma grind set and other things I don't really understand.
I don't even know what you said.
Have you ever heard of the Sigma grind set? We clearly hang out in different parts of the internet, and I wish that I was with you. Yeah, that's the Sigma grind set. It's all about how you don't want to be a beta.
Oh dear.
You want to earn it, and presumably by your hard work become a millionaire. That's the logic.